This is Shep O'Neill with the VOA Special English Development Report. World leaders gathered in New York earlier this month for the 60th anniversary meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. At the same time, another big meeting took place in the city. It was the first meeting of the Clinton Global Initiative. Former President Bill Clinton organized the conference with goals in four areas. One is to reduce poverty. Another is to use religion as a force for understanding and conflict resolution. The third is to use business and technology to fight climate change. And the fourth is to strengthen governments. More than 1,000 people attended the three-day meeting. They included current and former leaders from different countries. They also included Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Business leaders, educators, and representatives of non-profit groups also attended. Each person was asked to take action in the coming year in one of the four areas of the Clinton Global Initiative. By the close of the meeting, there were promises of more than $1,000 million in support. Among the projects announced were two power stations in the Dominican Republic to produce energy from wind. They are expected to cost $130 million. An international effort was launched to finance projects around the world that use energy from the sun. To fight poverty, the former chief of the African Wireless Telephone Company, Celtel, announced an investment program for Africa. Mohamed Ibrahim said he would launch the African Enterprise Private Investment Fund with a gift of $100 million. Money will be directed at small and medium-sized businesses. Another project brings together the Christian aid group World Vision and the Global Business Coalition. The plan calls for them to spend tens of millions of dollars in the next 5 years to help fight HIV and AIDS. The work is to be done through small business development. Mr. Clinton himself plans to work with Scottish businessman Tom Hunter to launch new development programs. Mr. Hunter agreed to give $100 million to spend over the next 10 years. The project will be launched in Africa. Mr. Clinton says he plans to hold a global initiative conference every year. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. This is Shep O'Neill.